So I invite you now, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes, relax your body, and take a moment to turn within, where truly truth is there, peace is there, God is there. And as you take a deep breath, allow the breath of God to breathe in you as you. Hold that breath for a few seconds, feeling spirit moving gently through you now. And as you continue to breathe, know the truth. You are now, at this moment and always, immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and peace. All that God is everywhere present and fully expressing. And that means that God is fully expressing through you now and always. In our human skins, we have all been where Peter was. We have all felt our faith falter. We have all denied our indwelling Christ. And we have experienced feelings of guilt, regret, self-doubt, and fear. We have accepted the idea that we are only human, when in truth we are so much more. We have given our human problems and needs priority, turning to them first, stressing, struggling, working, and worrying. I invite you now to let this go, to shift your consciousness to the spiritual realm, to the Christ within. Jesus the Christ told us, seek first the kingdom of God, and all that we need will be given to us as well. Seeking the kingdom means to turn our pivotal souls away from human conditions and problems to the one power and presence through our indwelling Christ. If it is peace you desire, look first to God, the source of peace that passes human understanding. Know that nothing in the world can give you this kind of peace. It comes from a deep and inner knowing that there is nothing in the human realm greater than God's power and pure, unconditional love. Feel that divine peace soothing you now, harmonizing your mind and body. If it is healing you want for yourself or a loved one, turn away from what your senses might be telling you and turn within to the wholeness you are, that all of us are. Visualize perfect divine energy flowing through every cell and organ of your body. You are whole, perfect, and complete. You are whole and free as God intends you to be. Rest for a moment in this realization, in the silence. If it is a relationship in your life or a situation in your life that needs to be healed, turn away from any residue of anger, animosity, and resentment, and turn to the perfect love that indwells you. As you behold the Christ in yourself, it becomes easier to see the Christ in others and in all situations. See all your relationships unfolding in compassion, loving kindness, and forgiveness for yourself and others. Visualize this now in the silence. And so we realize and celebrate that at any moment in our lives, no matter what is happening, we have the power to continuously turn our awareness away from the senses in the direction and towards spirit for intuitive guidance and wisdom. Centered in God's consciousness, we have everything we need to meet the moments, every moment of the day, and our bodies serve as living temples of the divine. Right now, just mentally affirm, I am transformed by the renewal of my mind. I am open and receptive to the inflow of divine inspiration. I set the intention now to live from spiritual truth, to make my life more purely expressive of my spiritual power and purpose. In heartfelt gratitude, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ. And so it is. Amen. And let us end this time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.